Hey everyone, and welcome back to another video from Aman Talks NRL Supercoach. Just wanted to do a logo plug. In today's video, we're going to be going through something a bit more about team build strategy, talking about the best positions to target when you are building your teams for your round one squads for the 2024 NRL Supercoach season. Going to be digging back through the last three seasons of information about top averaging players, kind of how have they scored their points, and hopefully it's a bit more of a useful stats kind of oriented video to give you some food for thought when you're looking to build your round one team. If you do enjoy the video, do please give it a thumbs up. Do please consider subscribing as well to the channel if you are new around here, and let's get straight into it. So what you can see on this table to the right of me is the list of the top 20 averaging players over the last three seasons, and I did a filter of they had to have played at least a minimum of about 10 games, so they're not like kind of players who only played one or two games and had really high scores. But I feel like averages is probably a better way of looking at who are the best players. So what you'll see, obviously, is going to be quite a lot of familiar names. Nicho Hynes being the top averaging player for 2023 and the second highest averaging for 2022. He also features in the 2021 season when he averaged 78 playing for the Melbourne Storm. So a common trend here, Nicho Hynes is probably a guaranteed Supercoach gun. Had his best Supercoach season last year as well, and I don't really see too much changing. If you haven't seen already my early draw video, I do highlight the Sharks, that they do have some nice games to start the season. So again, another kind of feather in the cap of why I think Nicho Hynes is probably going to be close to a must-have for your round one team. So what I kind of wanted to highlight is who are the repeat players who, you know, over the last kind of one or two seasons have featured in this top 20 averaging players. Just lets us kind of reinstall that thinking of, yep, who are the guys who I know are the kind of more historically tried and tested proven guns. So what I've done is I've highlighted in blue on this table here the players who featured in last season's kind of top 20 averaging players. So quite a few names here: Nicho Hynes, Nathan Cleary, Scott Drinkwater, Tom Trbojevic, Dave Fifita, Clint Gutherson, Latrell Mitchell, Daly Cherry-Evans, Dylan Brown, and Harry Grant. So there's quite a few list of players there who have all featured in last season's top 20 averaging players as well. And I think there's something more interesting to pick out of this. Most of these players are in the backs. So it's kind of, you'll hear it a lot on other podcasts and a lot of my content as well, is that fullback is a spot that generally most people don't want to be running cheapies, and that's because the fullback is the high upside, high scoring position typically in the game. Next to that, you've got the halfback spot. So the guys like Nathan Cleary, Nicho Hynes being the top two averaging players for last season, as well as in the halfback spot. You'll also note this as well in previous season. I've got another section talking about kind of the breakdown of these positions in previous seasons. But I think this, I always like looking at this kind of hindsight analysis because it kind of reinforces in my head, do I want to be going against these players who I know are the proven guns? Someone like Scott Drinkwater actually was a bit surprising to me because I think he had a good season in 2022. He had an average of 71, but his season last season was just amazing from a Supercoach point of view and from an in-game point of view as well. I feel like with Scott Drinkwater, I kind of always discount him a little bit in my thinking, well, he doesn't goal kick. Is he really that kind of Supercoach player in my head? Like, you know, someone like a James Tedesco, I think, is probably a really good example of this. He does not feature in this top 20 list, and I think if you speak to most players who played Supercoach for more than kind of two or three seasons, they'll tell you that Teddy is a proven gun. And, you know, we were having rhetoric of like, you never trade out James Tedesco, you know, you always stick with him, he's always going to score well, he's never going to let you down. Just wasn't a season though from that point of view in 2023. And that could maybe be a sign of some regression, because if you look at 2022, he's there average 80. If you look at 2021, he's there average 87. I'm sure if you go back to 2020, 2019, I'm sure he is in the top 10 for averaging players as well. So maybe it's kind of a starting of a bit of a transition period. Some of these guys like a James Tedesco don't feature. Guys like Scott Drinkwater are starting to feature as well. Guys like Latrell Mitchell, we know what he can deliver. I've always historically viewed Latrell as being more of an inconsistent, volatile player, but he's in there for 2021. He's high up there for 2022 as well. I think we just need to realize that, yep, Latrell is a gun for Supercoach. He's goal kicking for a good Rabbitohs team. Don't overthink it. If he's got a good draw, get him. Even if he's got tough games, he sometimes does well anyway. So Latrell is a guy that I think if you want to stick and you know, set and forget with him, he's definitely kind of in that category. Clint Gutherson is probably another one. I think a lot of people look at someone like a Gutherson. You know, I do this too. He's kind of a bit of a boring pick compared to really some of the flashy guys. Like if I think of my fullback, you know, when I'm picking my fullback, I want guys like Tom Trbojevic who just kind of do everything for Manly. Reece Walsh last season was spectacular. Got that X factor. He's got speed to burn. You know, he's really exciting. I want Kalen Ponga, you know, just tear through defenses. Gutherson doesn't kind of really do much of that. I mean, he sets up players. He creates, you know, he creates tries. He creates line break assists, which is what you want for Supercoach. I think it's just the way that he goes about it isn't probably the most sexy, if you want to say that. But he features in 2022 with an average of 68. He's also there in 2021, average of 75. So I look at Gutherson, you know, I've spoke about the Eels in my early draw video. I think he's someone who we shouldn't just kind of look to dismiss purely because of his style of play isn't the most attractive. Look, the numbers don't lie. From a Supercoach point of view, he is one of the top averaging players over the last three seasons, and he's a very consistent player at that too. So I think he's someone who also in my head I don't want to discount when I'm looking at my fullback spot, because even though style of play isn't the most attractive, look, he gets the points irrespective of that. A lot of these other names, I do want to talk a little bit about. Dave Fifita, he's the only second row forward apart from Tino Fasulo-Moawi, who features on the top 20 list. So I think this is probably going to be something you're going to see to be begin the season. Given that Fifita, who was so far and away the best second row forward, he's got a pec injury over the offseason. He's racing the clock to meet round one. Given that he's a bit of a question mark, I think you're going to see a lot of people go cheap on their second row forward, because despite it being a good solid position, apart from Fifita, it's not going to be that position that's going to get you those big 80, 90 point scores. So I think you're going to see a lot of people go with those kind of 400 to 500K second row forward options, which we'll talk a lot more in the preseason. Same with front row forward. You've got Tino here who averaged 78, which is albeit an amazing number. And then you've got Adam Fanua-Blake, and you've also got Payne Haas in that kind of top three. So it's surprising. You actually had more front row forwards average than second row forwards in terms of the top 20. So again, something more for me to think about as well when I'm building my round one team. Do I want to be dismissing the front row forward because we kind of look at that generally as a low upside position? That wasn't quite the case in 2023. So some food for thought there as well. The other notable one in the forwards is Harry Grant. The highest averaging hooker for last season. He was the highest averaging hooker for 2022 as well, with an average of 78. And he was the highest averaging hooker as well for 2021, averaging 74. Long story short, Harry Grant is the best Supercoach hooker to get. And, you know, he's one of those guys who I also look at as, I think ideally I want to start with him in round one, because I just know he's the most proven, consistent one. And I think I don't want to overthink it. Just find a way to get him into my team. But hopefully some food for thought and tidbits out of that. The other small thing I wanted to hopefully give you some food for thought out of this video as well was looking at just the top 20 averaging guns for 2023, just taking a look at how they actually scored their points, I thought to me was quite interesting. Now, obviously, this is going to be very relative to the positions that they play, but given that most of them in the top 20 are either halfbacks or fullbacks, you're going to see generally most of the scoring comes from creative and from evasive and also from scoring, not so much in the base stats. One thing I thought interesting though, looking at just the top four alone, Nicho Hynes, Nathan Cleary, Kalen Ponga, and Scott Drinkwater, one thing consistent with all of them is they all averaged above 30 on the creator point of view. Nicho Hynes was actually the highest with 38, and he was the highest of all players in the game for creative numbers. And I think that just shows you, like, again, when you're looking at your gun players, they're the talisman of the team. This is something I want to borrow from Fantasy Premier League, you know, talisman theory. They're central to everything that they do in their team, so all the ball goes through them. You know, they're the most influential in terms of setting up their teammates, which is the creative, you know, putting players through holes, try assists, line break assists. The scoring is, I think, another element to it. You know, a lot of these players are the goal kickers. So Nicho Hynes, Cleary, Ponga, all goal kickers. Drinkwater can goal kick on his day as well. But it's probably no surprise that the guys who are the goal kickers do generally average a little bit more in the scoring category. And that's just a nice way to get kind of free points for Supercoach. You want to be targeting the goal kickers. So that's another reason why I'm really looking at starting with Hynes and maybe even trying to get in Kalen Ponga in my fullback spot as well. If I look further down the list at other goal kickers, someone like an SJ, he had a fantastic season last season, 17 average in scoring. And again, Sean Johnson. We think about the Warriors having such a great season last year, and a lot of that was due to the resurgence of Sean Johnson, who had a fantastic season himself. Just look at the creative numbers. He averaged 34 in creative numbers, which is only literally only behind Nicho Hynes, and was on par with Cleary. So it's again another thing to show you that someone like an SJ, who averaged 8 points less in base and much less in terms of evasive numbers than say like a Ponga or a Cleary, he was able to still get his average close to that 80 mark because he was so influential to that team. We look at it again with Reece Walsh. he averaged 32 in the creative stats, but averaged a lot more in the evasive numbers. So I kind of look at this as, when I think about who's the one setting up their teammates, who's the one kind of creating the line breaks, kind of trying to think, this is how I want to be thinking about the gun players, and the ones that I want to be starting with my team, in particular on my halfback position and also in my fullback spot. And not to harp too much more on like kind of creativity, but I think you find it even in also when you look at some of the forwards, like I was talking about Harry Grant, why he's the best hooker. Generally, a lot of that is down to his creativity. Like if you look at his base, he averaged 45 in base. I'm fairly confident that someone like a Damien Cook averaged more than him in base stats. But what you don't get with Damien Cook as much as you do with Harry Grant is the creative side of to his game. You know, that I don't want to bring it up. I get a bit of PTSD, but that game last year that Jerome Hughes and Harry Grant went absolutely maniac, and Grant scored about 149 points. Well, he scored a double, and I think he had at least three try assists, if not more, a bunch of line break assists. Like, and I was just watching watching the TV in agony, not having Harry Grant. It's those kind of games where you want your high upside. It's when they put guys through holes and score themselves. So Harry Grant, really good on the creative numbers here. Dylan Brown, pretty good as well, 24. Cherry Evans, again, very influential to his team, averaged 28. That was the biggest element to his scoring. I think what I guess I'm just trying to say is, if you're trying to pick your guns and you're kind of going 50-50, maybe you think about it a little bit more kind of subjectively on the eye test. This is what the numbers are, but the eye test is, who is the guy most influential to the team in setting up their teammates, and also ideally, who are the goal kickers? Probably two of the best ways to be able to differentiate when you're looking at your halfback and your fullback spots. When it comes down to kind of your second row forwards or your front row forwards, you are looking probably more to your attacking stats. You know, I look at your front row forwards here. Adam Fanua-Blake scored an average of 6 a game. Tino Fasumalawi was similar with 6. Dave Fifita, he was best second row forward. He also averaged 6 in the scoring category, but he also contributed a lot in creative numbers. For, you know, 10 points on average for a second row forward is pretty good. We saw that a lot last season when he was able to actually set up his teammates. You know, someone like a Khan Pereira really benefited from having Fifita, who was able to kind of do some cutout balls and even some kind of late offloads as well to help set up his teammates. So again, some interesting things that came out when I looked at these stats was creative numbers really seem to be the ones that get you the most points, and the goal kicking as well, just very nice cherry on top to really add to your Supercoach scoring for your gun players. Again, final little summary. I actually looked back at the last 4 seasons in terms of top 20 averaging players, and probably no surprise to those who've played Supercoach for a while, you know, the fullback spot is really the money spot. What I've done in the column to my right is I've looked at a count of, you know, over the last 4 seasons, we've had 80 players be in the top 20 averaging players. So out of those 80 players, 18 have been fullbacks. Even then, we've got some others duals, you know, so center wing fullback, we've got some 5'8 fullback, we've got some as well. But even just standalone fullback players, 23% of the top 20 averaging players over the last 4 years have been fullbacks. So probably, long story short, fullback is a spot you want to target your high upside players. Similar with your halfback spot as well. 15% of the top 20 averaging players over the last 4 seasons have been halfbacks. A lot of that does also, you know, similar to that is the 5'8 spot, which is 9%. So again, you kind of add the two together, you're looking at 24%. So the halves being really influential players, you really want to target halves and have really good high upside halfbacks. And then you've probably got your center wing, again, in the backs. You want to be trying to ideally target players who are going to get those kind of high attacking stats or are somewhat more creative to their team as well. And a little bit on the lower end of the spectrum, you've probably got more your second row forwards and more your front row forwards and probably your hookers as well. Another reason why I think someone like a Harry Grant is just a standout in that hooker spot. He's probably that guy who stands alone in terms of being able to offer that much creativity relative to all of his other competitors in that hooker spot. But again, some interesting kind of numbers breakdown of what are the best positions to be targeting when building your Supercoach teams. So guys, that's the end of the video. Hopefully you all enjoyed that bit more of a kind of a stats oriented video, looking back at the last kind of 3 or 4 seasons. I'm sure a lot of the messages out of this are going to be well known by a lot of you seasoned players, but for any new players of Supercoach, hopefully this was a little bit more informative to you in terms of how you want to be kind of constructing your round one team, where you want to be focusing a lot of your spend of the money as well. So hopefully you enjoyed it. Do please give it a thumbs up if you did. Please consider subscribing as well to the channel if you haven't already, and see you all in the next one.